Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, sir. Ollie Alexander is our guest. Some stations don't care this first 5 minutes, so I want him to recap where he was leaving off. In 6 minutes, we can come back and join some stations. But, Ollie, let's get into you decided, because the lawyers are all saying let's not talk to each other, but we've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And you had the courage to go in and actually talk to the committee. I know they're river criminals, so I refuse to do it. They're like, oh, you're scared to do it. No, I mean, they'll twist anything you say. So what has this process been like for you?
I haven't worked all year, you know. And you know, it was kind of hard to decide how personal I was going to get with this, but I had a conversation.
I'm the same thing. I mean, I'm spending all my money. I'll be bankrupt next year, too. But it's like Christ-like. It feels it really good is. In a way,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
It does.
You're like putting everything in. You're like 100%.
Yeah, 4 weeks ago, I finally realized I can't afford all of these bills at the rate that I'm spending. But I was like, if I don't do this in a different way, then we will never know. So, like, Meadows is doing it his way. Bannon's doing it his way. You and Roger are doing it your way. I was like, I have to carve out my own lane so that we know that we did everything we could to protect freedom. And that if one of us gets the blueprint, it can apply to the left wing and the right wing for freedom.
But we've got to be faithful. We've got to run the race.
We've got to be faithful. You know, we are commanded to finish the race. Okay, that's the only way you know that you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. And so I said, look, I started this mess. I'm going to end this mess with my chin up, with my dignity. And I haven't done any fundraisers, and I need to. But you know, I'm accepting prayers.
They don't even let you do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really deplatformed, and you know, which I appreciate you sharing the air with me. So look, the process is grueling. It became my full time job to find documents that don't exist and do exist for the committee. And I'm prepping my lawyers in a very quick amount of time. Then there was a spiritual attack. One of my lawyers has a heart attack and goes to the hospital, literal hospital, 3 or 4 days. Another one of my lawyers, my long-term lawyer, gets COVID. Okay, and not like COVID, down and out COVID. And I have three lawyers that I can't afford. And one of them is...
By the way, down and out COVID ain't no joke.
No.
I've had the flu and I've had a cold. This thing's like a mule kicking your ass.
And I'm just like, and these guys, one's trying to work from his hospital bed. The other one has an IV in his home, in his vein, and he's communicating. And we're doing everything we can. And the committee is like, we're going to send you to jail. We're going to send you to jail. We don't believe you're cooperating. They accused me of a crime. Okay, that's when I thought of pleading the fifth. They said, we believe that Ollie Alexander has either destroyed or withheld evidence because we saw this in a Tucker Carlson documentary. I never had possession of any of that stuff. And they're like, oh, okay, our fault. And I'm like, you just accused me of a crime, of a federal felony.
Well, that is, they have no chivalry. Like, yeah. How would they like to be? I would never treat them like this.
I would never treat anyone like this.
If I had
this.
All the power, I wouldn't do this to these people.
It's the worst experience of my life. It's the single worst 8 hours of my life, okay? I've gone to jail for 59 days before. I have horrible mugshots if you go to Google Images. I mean, it's James Brown and then some. And, you know, I've had some bad moments in my life, okay? I got sued by a pedophile and had to, like, confront him in court. So I've been through the ringer. This was the most intellectually challenging thing I've ever done.
It's like really smart people.
Really.
And you can't believe they're this evil. You're like, dude, you're lying. It's like, why are you lying about me? Like,
they have your bank account.
They don't care.
Because
they're part of the power, you see.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Gestapo tactic. And I don't know if I was brave or courageous, or maybe I'm stupid, you know. Maybe I did trip myself up and I will end up in jail. But I was like, I know that the committee is being fed lies on top of lying itself. If I don't put the truth in the record, then they can play ignorance in 10 years and 20 years, which, by the way, we'll be heroes then, okay? We will be heroes for fighting for the left and the right. So
well,
right.
That's it, though. They are literally demonizing and typecasting anybody that is conservative or Christian as a terrorist. We've got to fight these people politically. We can't roll over.
They asked me to defend 1776.
Hold on. Stay there. I got to hear this when we come back. Some stations join us, and I want you to get back into the photos you were showing.
Yeah.
The crew did a great job going through those. We're going to show what the committee was given, evidence of more provocateurs.
Exclusive. Here.
With Ollie Alexander. And, folks, you need to support him. Ollie, how do we support what you're doing?
You can't. Just pray for me for now, you know. Telegram Ollie Alexander.
All right, we'll be right back. Ali Alexander, A-L-I Alexander. You can also find him at AliAlexander.org. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual economy of the mind and transcendental control. I've been on air 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, we got the Muhammad Ali of politics, Ali Alexander, here with us. Some of the other stories up on InfoWars.com. Big Brother doesn't want you to see video. Tucker Carlson covers the pedo outbreak at CNN, and Klaus Schwab openly calls for world government forced microchipping. You name it. That is an incredible video. The Great Reset, still a conspiracy. And finally, somebody found the video. Because I used to go out and protest the KKK and the Nazis like probably 30, 40 times. They were threatening to kill me. And then we got threatened. The state police said, you might stop us. They got a plan to kill you. That was like 15 years ago. They finally found the HD footage. And it's finally out. That's at InfoWars.com. New footage of Alex Jones protesting the KKK discovered. And a bunch of other footage of me protesting. And it's not like, oh, look, I'm an angel. I'm protesting the KKK and the Nazis. The point is, that's all I ever did because I know they're part of a globalist deep state operation. And that brings us to January 6th. So, Ollie, you got cut off. A lot of people are tuned in right now.
A lot.
Huge audience right now. You're the only guy that actually went to the lion's den and didn't declare the fifth because you had nothing to hide, but now you see they were disingenuous, as you just said. So get back into these photos and what you witnessed and just everything you want to cover.
Well, again, and this is – we've only – the photographer who took these pictures, Peter Duke, is a great photographer. He's been working for decades and decades inside of Hollywood, exited Hollywood, said, hey, someone needs to capture the right more fairly. Okay, and he has a book eventually coming out. We've licensed these photos for InfoWars.com exclusively. So in my email, it was like, you can only use this on InfoWars. And so we're breaking this exclusive. These are photographs I made my lawyers provide the committee. I begged for them to ask me questions about this because I'm a professional event organizer and grassroots mobilizer. They could ask me based off my expert testimony, well, how do you think this happened or what do you think happened or how could we make the Capitol safer? I didn't get one question about how – what recommendations would you have for us, Ali, to make the Capitol building safer? You really believe that Congressman Gosar and Ted Cruz sought to put their colleagues – in jeopardy or themselves in jeopardy? Are you insane?
Which destroyed what we wanted was a 10-day investigation.
That's what we wanted.
We have the opposite motive of this, but who are these guys?
Well, yeah, so these guys, look.
These are Ray Epps 2.0.
I believe so. They weren't on the FBI website. They are seen inciting the crowd, okay? And I say that understanding the law, okay? You don't get the media or the Democrats to understand the law. Brandenburg versus Ohio. There must be an imminent threat after you verbally incite someone. These guys literally are the ones who told people to storm the east side. This is the Senate side. Magnet doors are closed. And who came through the west side and opened those east doors? Okay? And these guys were coordinating. Now, I don't know if the crew can find this, but we should have a zoom in of the ginger's earpiece. Okay? And guess what? I've had these photos since January and February, handed it over to law enforcement, tried to get some other news outlets to cover it. No one would cover it. I didn't give it to Alex. But, you know, because, again, we weren't talking. But I was like, I was in disbelief, Alex, because I was like, this is evidence. And then when we were reviewing it 4 weeks ago, we said, we never saw the earpiece in this guy's ear until now. And, you know, that was very, very telling.
Go through more of the photos. Ollie will recognize which one it is.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's very troubling. Yeah, let's keep going through these. Because eventually he takes off his gloves. I mean, I've studied these more than I'd like to. Why do all of these guys have GoPros? Because they were capturing photos of patriots that got caught in the chaos. Okay? And so, you know, fake lanyard, fake credential, GoPro, Trump insignia that's fake, and an earpiece. You tell me what that is. And I think
and
it's
they've
like
got the Antifa scissors and all of it.
Yeah. And so they've got the medical scissors so that they can cut out of zip ties or put bandages around each other. I mean, there was a PSYOP, a military-grade PSYOP on January 6th, and that's not a conspiracy theory. That is a criminal conspiracy that is factually based. And you're hearing it right here on Infowars.com. It's an exclusive. Why weren't these guys ever on the FBI website? At least with Ray Epps. They put him on the FBI website. Darren Beatty's done great work. And then took him off, and they've never arrested him. These guys never even made the FBI website. You know, so no facial recognition. Oh, here's another
one.
Let's
go back. You're there in front of the committee. What are they doing when you're giving them all this?
Well, we gave this to them. The document production is ahead of your testimony. So we gave this to them and earmarked and said Ollie would like to be asked about this. Never came up. And when I brought up agitators, eye rolls. When I brought up Antifa, eye rolls. As I understand it, other witnesses brought up Antifa and eye rolls. Here's something people need to understand. Alex Jones and Ollie Alexander were the least aware people in the country of what was going on. We weren't at the Ellipse where they're getting a steady stream of tweets. We weren't watching it on TV where they were getting footage. We weren't Nancy Pelosi, who's in charge of Capitol Security. Alex Jones and I were literally the two most blind people in the country. Okay, this is where they catch my photographer taking their picture. I mean, you can't make this up. Let's keep going through it. There's some great photos. These guys are texting people and coordinating with people, and not all of them. They end up pulling other people onto the truck. So there are innocent people onto the truck. But they, you know, again, my photographer can swear to an
but TV viewers are seeing this. Radio listeners aren't.
Oh, yeah.
We should always remember we're also radio. So describe for people, again, why this is so important.
This is important because it validates, Alex, it validates what a gentleman told us. After you and I left the East Capitol stairs when, you know, at the police behest.
Fellow said, I watched them all get ready. They all got an order and they all went in.
A gentleman told us that. And said, I watched them dress out of black. Those aren't our people, Alex.
I'm a military guy. Because I just watched them all stack up, get ready, and they were all
you
coordinated.
You had that on band.tv? I don't know. But, like, that, you basically got the first interview of anyone who said, I was an eyewitness that people were here, but then other people were here. No one saw any counter-protesters unless they were changing gear.
But that brings us to the next point. What is Liz Cheney going to do when it comes out she was financing the Capitol attack that breaks tomorrow? What are they going to do as Jan 6 committee member has business ties to China and Chinese communist intelligence, and then days after this breaks, she announces she's resigning? I mean, what are they going to do? She's on the committee, a person connected to Chinese intelligence.
Look, the chairman, Benny Thompson, who's the only Democrat out of Mississippi, poorest district, I believe, in the entire country, and he served there for decades. He has called people like me Uncle Tom. He's basically called us the N-word. He called Clarence Thomas that, Justice Clarence Thomas that. He does not like black Republicans. He is racially prejudiced against black Republicans. Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, I've campaigned against. So the only two Democrat-appointed Republicans I've campaigned against. There's a conflict of interest all over this thing, Alex. And when you break the news about Liz Cheney tomorrow, people are going to say, half this committee. One, they're supposed to legally have 13 members of the committee. They only have 9. And half of them are compromised by China or the deep state or through campaigns that we've opposed them on.
Or getting the permits.
So I got to tell you, Alex,
you can't make this up.
You know, they thought they had us pinned down. And what we're doing is we're saying we will cooperate where the law requires. and we will invoke our constitutional right.
Well, let's just be clear now. Liz Cheney had all the permits around, so we couldn't get the main ones. We had to get one way on the back. She totally got caught. Sorry, breaking tomorrow. Oh.
Alex. I think America's not ready for what you're about to present tomorrow.
I was supposed to do it yesterday, but I was supposed to get it ready yesterday for today, but we got behind. It's so insane.
It's insane, and it's occupying all of our life and all of our money.
You brought them up this week, and I told you it's the Kramers.
Yep, it is the Kramers. And guess what? Their consultants verified this. They told the media and they told the committee this. So this is, you know, stuff that.
Wait, so I haven't talked to you since you came on. You know about this?
I know that their consultant revealed the 2019 Capitol permit, yeah. And then the inside the Capitol.
It's ongoing. Liz Cheney.
Yeah. I didn't find out about this until 6 days ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, again, it's occupied.
I mean, you can't make this up.
It's a full-time job to try to keep up with this story arc that you and I have been wrapped up in. But guess what? We're going to swing.
Wait until it comes out what Liz Cheney did.
Yeah.
She's on the committee?
Committee.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Ali Alexander. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Alexander, you're here. You're talking about January 6th, which they now are branding as all Americans are terrorists, Midwesterners, Westerners, Southerners, anybody that doesn't love pedophilia, anybody that doesn't love globalists. We're bad. The Pentagon's got to stop us. I mean, it's everywhere.
They got to root us out from the military and root us out from the school boards, root us out from government, root us out from media. You know, bull crap. And, you know, the FBI has a threat tag associated with you, me, and anybody else who they consider associated with January 6th. Mind you, January 6th is a date. January 6th was overwhelmingly peaceful. And then we're being lumped in with people who, again, some aren't bad people. Some are. And let's talk about this, the January 6th defendants. They are rotting away in an American gulag.
Yeah, since when does, like, walking through velvet robes when the police let you in mean that, like, 10 months later you're still in jail?
It's probably the single worst thing to have happen in our country. Look, I'm a descendant of American slaves, and I got to tell you, this is worse than anything I've seen in American history. If you get trumped up on a misdemeanor charge and you are in confinement pre-trial, and the judge says, "Well, admit your guilt, say you're sorry, and I'll consider bailing you out."
By the way, that's in the news. They go, "Oh, we let this person go. They said America's bad."
Yeah, it's a re-education.
It's like in North Vietnam when our pilots would be shot down. I mean, it's that bad.
Yeah. Oh, you know, when it's John McCain and the Viet Cong doing it, it's bad. When it's the American government on its own citizens, it's good. This is not due process. This is not the great tradition of Anglo common law. This is entirely why our country was founded. We were like, we don't want general warrants. We want due process. And you can't lock someone up before a jury of their peers finds them guilty. We've done away with all of that. And these people, not only that, but they're in solitary confinement. So some people say,
"Hey, right, this whole thing is so regressive."
They're like, "Ali, how are you getting through this? You know, they've done you the worst." And I said, you know, selfishly, knowing that it does get worse.
No, they wanted you and they wanted us both. They thought they were going to set us up.
Alex,
whoever told the Secret Service to lead Roger to the front and have us there wanted to blame us and thought we'd be dumb and like, "Yeah, let's attack the Capitol."
But you have to admit, we watched that. There was an energy to what was going on that pulled a lot of people in. Now, thankfully, you and I never, you know, were caught up in that, but it was almost like we were magnetically pulled towards that. And so when a lot of patriots tell me that, they're like, "Ali, I was compelled to get closer." I'm like, I felt that compelling too. But when I look on the, and this is what I told the committee, Alex and I are rounding the bout and we watch this scene that looks like CGI. I thought somebody had hijacked my glasses.
People are climbing the walls.
Like Spider-Man.
Okay? There's like there's gas hitting us in the faces.
I was like, what are we watching? World War Z? And then, but my number one concern, and this is when you and I got very protective of that crowd, is watching human beings climb on that scaffolding, knowing that that could have toppled and killed them. And so you and I ran, and we got on wet metal chairs, We almost slipped. We have security holding our belt buckles.
No, it was just pallets of chairs, like 6 feet high.
Yeah.
That's why we're like standing on these rocking chairs, like, stop, stop, and no one could hear us.
We saved lives that day, and it took me, my lawyers eventually, when they reviewed all the evidence, they're like, are you aware that you and Alex Jones actually saved lives and Owen Schroyer? You guys saved lives. You didn't have a neutral position. You didn't have just a position of de-escalating and doing the police job. You saved lives. He said, you probably saved 5,000 people. And imagine if a percentage of those.
Well, a lot of people called in. They were going to keep going in. The doors were open. They didn't know what had happened.
No one knew better. No one.
They'd have had thousands in jail.
And guess what? Thanks to Darren Beatty's work and Tucker Carlson's work and the work of Julie Kelly, for the first time in my life, I'm seeing these signs that say area closed. Alex, when you and I approached the west side, not only did we not see signs, we didn't see fencing. We never saw a pile of fencing. So someone strategically took down the fencing, piled it up, and then moved the pile itself.
Yeah, there weren't even knocked down fences. It was just
breaking news. No one has ever actually, because Alex and I have never talked, no one's actually heard our account of the events. Everyone assumes that, oh, Ali and Alex have a pipe into CNN. They should have known it was violent. They should have known this was Trump supporters or whatever. It's like we walked into a melee in which there are bystanders. There are people caught up in it. There were agitators. There were journalists. There was us. There were security teams. Owen, Alex, and Ali were in a security bubble.
Let's be clear. When Ray Epps breaks through, Trump is still speaking. We haven't left yet.
We haven't left yet. We haven't even left yet. Some reporter asked me on background. The only two reporters I've talked to on background, only two, out of the 500 that have reached out to me. And they said, what do you think went wrong in the walk over from the Ellipse to the Capitol? I said, nothing. What are you talking about? Have you read the intelligence reports? 7 a.m., the police say this is going to be a problem at the Capitol. And I'm like, okay.
They're calling for help early. They're not bad. They're unmanned on purpose.
Right. They're unmanned. And so it wasn't bad people, but it later becomes
bad
a problem.
Bad leadership.
Yeah. And so there are serious failures of police, of intelligence, and Speaker Pelosi, who's tasked with this.
She ordered the sergeant-at-arms to stand down, we don't know.
Multiple times. Multiple times.
God, it's so obvious. I was wondering when you were going to testify, because I think you brought this up to them. How do they think they're going to have a fiasco where we don't expose that they're involved in this? Like, they're accusing
private
us.
Depositions. That's why they're doing it behind closed doors,
they
Alex.
They can take it all out of context.
Right. No one's going to watch InfoWars. No one's going to watch InfoWars. No one's going to listen to Julie Kelly. No one's going to listen to Darren Beatty. But guess what, folks? We're uniting the conservative and the patriot and the believer movements again. This was what they feared about what we did during Stop the Steal, the peaceful Stop the Steal movement. They're saying, we're going to unite everyone. And while part of the right hasn't wanted to touch January 6th, I will go to my dying breath making sure the truth of January 6th is known and that due process rights are fought for so that when history looks back, they judge these despots, these demonic Democrat despots for what they are, and that's tyrants. They are tyrants.
Well, I agree. The Republicans, and Trump's got a press conference in an hour, we'll cover it. If we just expose it like we've done and you've done, they would run. But they know Republicans won't even challenge it.
Right.
When obviously they were there provocateuring, they got caught.
Yeah. I mean, you really got to wonder some of the 3D chess that's going on.
Well, you got to praise Tucker Carlson.
Tucker, without Tucker Carlson, Julie Kelly, and Darren Beatty, we wouldn't be in the position. I wouldn't have been in the position to even speak. And so, you know. None of us asked him for that favor. I mean, Alex, I was in an 8-month depression. I breaking news, Ali Alexander sought professional help. I was so full of despair that I didn't realize how deep it was. And then 10, 11 weeks ago, God brought me out of that because of a particular situation, and my protector instincts kicked in. And I said, I will go down righteously. Look, Jesus did it right before the Sanhedrin and didn't testify. Socrates did it right and didn't testify before that Roman mob. But I was like, I'm coming in with the truth, and this will be on the record. And if you take me down, I go to jail, so be it. Let God's
will
be done.
All right, stay there, Ollie.
So this could be literally your last chance with all the insane things happening in the world to get InfoWars products and to support us into 2022, the do-or-die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Amazing nootropic. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock. Highest rated krill oil. So good for your whole body. 50% off. We've got Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. We also have COVID Land 2, the mask film. When you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Another world, another world, another time,
another time,
in the age of wonder,
in the age of wonder,
another world, another time,
another time.
His life was green and bright.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. So, I told everybody, I said, this January 6th thing, they're branding it as all Americans are terrorists. All veterans are terrorists. Gun owners are terrorists. People that protest lockdowns are terrorists. People that question elections are terrorists. And now they've got this fiasco committee with the wheels coming off, with one member being a Chi-Com agent resigning, Liz Cheney being involved in attacks on the Capitol, we'll be breaking tomorrow. All of this, Ollie Alexander is with us right now. Again, it's bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than Ollie Alexander. It's not about us saying, oh, it's bigger than us, to act like we don't care about ourselves. Of course we care about ourselves. People have to get, this is a big move to demonize the American people ahead of the midterms in 322 days.
It's absolutely true. And I'm holding Alex Jones's lawsuit right here. It's very, very well written. And everyone needs to just take a moment to read it, especially the Fourth Amendment, because it applies to you. Now, here's a little history lesson. The British Crown had what was called general warrants. They were a fishing expedition, so they were authorized by the government to pick a target and then search for any type of crime. They're illegal. They've always been illegal inside of America. And in our Bill of Rights, we have the Fourth Amendment that says, well, you can't be, you know, doing all this stuff. Unreasonable searches and seizures. Well, this committee has said, we're not subject to the executive branch rules, so ours can be more wide-ranging. And the court has ruled that congressional subpoenas can be broader. This, in some cases, that is asking for 19 months from some witnesses of activity. None of us have been criminally accused, Alex. That's worth pointing out. So all of us are private citizens who haven't been criminally accused, and then some of them are people who didn't even attend the rally, and they're saying, we want all your AT&T data, we want all your Verizon data, your IP address, the length of the sessions of your calls, who pinged your cell phone.
And they're looking for anything.
Anything.
That's another thing. You see what Meadows gives them.
It wasn't enough.
And the point is that they act like when people are calling up saying, stop this, as if Trump was in full command. They're saying, no, help, stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, Trump was definitely not in full command. You know, as I can testify, the Trump campaign fell apart. The RNC fell apart, which is why he created Stop the Steal.
Well, by the end, he had no supporters. He had no staff.
No staff.
He was decapitated. So tell us more about the 8 hours inside the lion's den, what was happening.
Like I said, it was traumatic. I mean, I'm having to relive events that I've gone to clergy for and I've gone to therapy for. I'm having to face all these tactics, right? They're not searching for the truth. It's not a factual inquiry into what information I might uniquely have. It's confronting me. You know, Ali in Arizona on December 19th, you said this at this time. You were standing with this and this person. And then on this date, you said this and this. And didn't you want to foment a violent revolution at the end of the blah, blah, blah? And that's literally the last question they asked me. It was like 10 pull quotes and timestamps. And I almost came out of my chair. I was so offended. I'm like, I'm offended that you think I would want an unarmed insurrection. I'm not dumb. I'm just not
exactly. Drunk. We're planning to take over the Capitol with no guns.
Yeah, with Grandma and Grandpa at the Capitol.
We're saying, not being ready for their setup, we stepped on our Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
So the idea that we did this on purpose is just preposterous.
It's preposterous. And who could have known? We had two rallies in D.C. that were entirely peaceful.
Yeah, that's why we were caught blind. Yeah.
Because it was the last thing. It was like, we're going to get defeated. We'll take a moral stance. We'll have a list of rhino Republicans to primary.
Well, shall we have a huge crowd?
Huge crowd. The biggest crowd Trump's ever had, by the way, okay? Huge honor for us. And by the way, we were like, we're going to recreate the Tea Party movement, but bigger. And that's why the establishment Republicans are in on this, because they don't want their incumbents to be primary. They're like, well, if a Republican wave is coming, we want it to be full of incumbents. So who is the biggest beneficiary of subverting Ted Cruz, Paul Gosar, Mo Brooks, you know, and all of these conservative members of Congress, and then ruining Lot 8 never happened. So let me tell the press this. I'm going to sue your asses off. If you say that the Stop the Steal rally descended into chaos or morphed into a riot, that is factually false. The Lot 8 event at 1 o'clock never happened. It never happened. Okay? This is a matter of fact. And it's about to be adjudicated.
By the way, if you want to sue somebody, it's the NPR. They're like, Jones and Alexander secretly led the groups. They knew there was no event. They cowardly ordered the attack. You haven't seen these NPR?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. They've got reports where they just, it's as bad as Adam Schiff, where he reads the fake transcript of Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, man.
What's funny is Adam Schiff is using the same tactics that he used against Roger and Trump in this select committee hearing where he manufactures Jim Jordan's text messages to Mark Meadows. It's a copy and paste. And hasn't Nancy Pelosi talked about this? She said, it's a wrap-up smear. We lie, we do this, and then we wrap it up and package it to the press, and you guys repeat it. I mean, their playbook is out there in the open, but this time they're playing for keeps, Alex.
That's the thing. She's so senile. She said that. I forgot.
Yep.
Repeat that.
It's called the wrap-up smear. She had a press conference in which she was so drunk, and this is an open secret in Capitol Hill. She drinks vodka all day long.
And takes Adderall.
Not yet. And it takes Adderall. And there's nothing wrong with that, except for she does these press conferences drunk. And at one point she says, well, they'll accuse us of this. We'll accuse them of this. We wrap it up and give it to the press, and you guys say whatever we want. I mean, she called it a wrap-up smear. You know, maybe Google's blocked this, but this was a very, like, famous moment from 2 or 3 years ago in which she told us the playbook. And they're using that same playbook here. And that's why they're surprised. They're like, Ollie's a witness. We cowered him. We'll use him against Roger and Alex. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to sue you. On top of testifying, I'm going to sue you.
Well, they act like we have something to hide.
We have nothing.
We obviously didn't want an attack on the Capitol. I mean, it's like idiots.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate what happened, but you said this in your commercial break. We were called to this moment. God called this weird group of gladflies, or as Archbishop Vigano says, you know, these people are going to take on the deep church and the deep state, this union of globalists that control everything. And I'm someone who didn't believe this, Alex. I'm someone who's like, I'm never going to go on InfoWars. And then, you know, I finally come on. It was when Roseanne Barr was accused of racism, which, you know, was preposterous. That was the first time I ever came on your show. And I was like, why? Because I want to fight with the truth tellers. You know, I don't have time for my Republican colleagues. I have time for the truth tellers. And so I was like, there's no time to be depressed anymore, Ollie, because they literally want to shut down elections and blame us for it. You know,
it's crazy. What do you think happens to the Q shaman and them? Is they're still in jail 11 months later?
Yeah, it breaks my heart because, look, if people committed wrongdoing first, the government should have the evidence. In a lot of cases, they don't, so that they're keeping them in jail longer. And in the Constitution, you're guaranteed a fast and speedy trial. Okay. And the reason, because, again, the king's crown used to do this. The second thing is that you're guaranteed a defense. Well, how can you have a defense when Nancy Pelosi won't release the 14,000 hours that are outside
of
court?
That's really what's exposing them. They won't release the raw footage.
Right, and thank God, by a miracle, we have a judge who finally said, you have to release some of the tunnel footage where you guys killed a woman, okay? And maybe I'll come back on. We'll talk about that.
Final segment. I had a Paul Joseph Watson taking over, and then you're going to be back on the war room today.
Yeah, back in the war room with Owen Schroyer.
Who's been criminally charged with attacking the Capitol and breaching it, and they say of the charges, he was not with Alex Jones.
That's bullcrap.
You're
all in the same security bubble, because what we saw was, like, there's leftists, and then there's other people on the right who are caught up in this. But we were concerned about our safety, and in a lot of ways we were victims from the civil authority collapsing. You know?
Exactly. And if anything, we were just naive about how we get out of control.
We were super naive, but I continue to pray for those J6 defendants caught in the D.C. jail. There's still 44 of them who haven't been granted bail, and we all ought to pray for them because they have a hell of a lot worse
than they've been, like, knocking their eyes out and torturing them. And
it's bad. It's very bad.
Ollie Alexander's our guest. Stay with us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Biden's press conference that started about 4 minutes ago. He said we should all wear masks indoors. He showed up without a mask. It's totally insane. We're going to monitor this as it unfolds and break down the latest for you here on the live InfoWars feed. But Ali Alexander, getting back to January 6th, again, bigger than Ali Alexander, bigger than Alex Jones, I thought with Tucker Carlson and others exposed that the Democrats provocateured it, that they would back off. They haven't. And so they got the Pentagon announcing all Americans are terrorists. Anybody that's a conservative is the enemy. You can't overstate how draconian and dangerous this is. So the last segment we've got with you, just recapping and where you see this going and what you witnessed in the 8 hours in the committee.
This is only the beginning. If we thought that January 6th was an American dream that turned into an American nightmare, where the left was going to let us get away with a moral defeat or our dignity. Folks, I'm here to tell you, as someone who suffered a lot of it, that we're about half done at best. The Democrats are going to trot out a former president of the United States in a historic attempt to bait and switch a civil war that we oppose. They are going to use the military to frame military servicemen and servicewomen as extremists that they then jail. They are going to jail one or two of us witnesses and keep us in your prayers. And essentially what you're watching is a coup d'etat, Act 2 of three acts at shutting down free and fair elections in America. That's what all this is about. This is about making universal mail-in ballots permanent, drop-off boxes permanent, and that anyone who scrutinizes and says, hey, the states make the laws, saying you can't say that anymore. And, you know, folks, it's surreal. If you wrote this in a fiction book or a script, no one would believe it. And so what they're doing is they're gaslighting, they're inverting, and they're attacking us spiritually, politically, mentally, and now in some cases, very physically. So this is the dark winter. We all thought that was going to be last winter. This is the dark winter that Joe Biden, dementia Joe Biden, remember the only phrase he could absolutely remember was dark winter? How bizarre. Here we are in the dark winter.
That's right. They've been preparing us from the beginning. Ollie Alexander, where do you think this is going?
Like I said, I think it's the end of elections. The committee report, I already know. Okay, it was leaked to me. Ollie, a huge section of the committee report is actually going to focus on your language and say that either Trump disowns you and disavows you or he endorsed you. And they say if they can loop it twice, they'll loop it twice. And this lie that the White House was worried about Ollie Alexander and worried about Alex Jones and worried about Roger Stone, I know that the committee has evidence that that's entirely a fake story planted by political opportunists on the right. So that's already debunked. But
that would be the Kramers.
Yeah, unfortunately it is. And I've told reporters, if the Kramers and their agents of division and sophistry, if they lie to the committee, that's perjury. And I plan to recommend them to the DOJ for criminal prosecution. There will be a stop the steal criminal referral and against these people. So I had nothing to hide. I have rights that are worth protecting. But, you know, I really respect what you are doing and Roger's doing, you know, journalists are doing to protect the First Amendment for everybody else. Right.
Yeah. For those who don't get, this is the tip of the spear of their takeover of the American people's rights and freedoms. And literally branding us as the new terror threat. So, of course, we filed suit to protect our records. Not only do they need to hide, but they don't just get to run around and do this.
Well, that's what I find entertaining about mine. Look, let's say I lose my lawsuit, and I'm not going to because it's a really well-written lawsuit. It argues that the Fourth Amendment is abolished if a court doesn't limit the scope of these general warrants, these illegal general warrants. And we essentially say, even if you get all these phone records, they don't expose anything. So that's why I knew I had to sue, because I was like, okay, if you get my phone records, I really kind of won't care in as much as it acknowledges that I have no more constitutional rights. But there's nothing in my phone records that contradict my testimony or my document production. So you can't catch me on anything. And that's why I'm like, I'm going to court. And that's why I was glad to see you as a journalist go to court and why I'm glad to see General Flynn. General Flynn did not organize, did not speak, did not participate. So why are you seizing his records? So, you know, people really have to appreciate how psychopathic this is. If Joseph McCarthy, and there's some things I agree with Joseph McCarthy, okay? There wasn't a red scare. There was a red reality in America that had infiltrated institutions and has still infiltrated institutions in America. But his tactics were un-American, okay? And in the House, he was in the Senate. The House had something called the Un-American Activities Committee, and that was un-American, okay? What they're doing now exceeds the power of the 9/11 Commission, anything Joseph McCarthy did, anything that the un-American...
Oh, there's no doubt. And the left loves it. They just, all over Twitter, all over Facebook, oh, arrest them. Oh, we can't wait. Oh,
yeah. Arrest me for what? You know, arrest Alex for what? This, I'm not exaggerating here. This is a factual statement. This isn't my opinion. There has never been a more powerful legislative committee in all of America's history than this Jan 6 Select Committee, which was tasked with investigating a Capitol attack, and instead is investigating the free speech, lawful assembly, and citizens seeking redress from their government prior to January 6th. Sometimes going back to April 2020. April 2020. with people who didn't participate in anything. Wake up, folks. The war is here, and we're not fighting it with guns. We're fighting with information, with the truth, waking up people. And some people are saying, we're a little uneasy about this. There's a liberal group called Pogo that wrote the committee a letter and said, we think you might be exceeding your powers.
Well, even the New York Times said, what are you doing with committees? This is dangerous.
It's super dangerous. It's super chilling. But this is the dark winter. So, folks, be prepared for the gaslighting like you've never seen. It's the military. It's the vaccine. It's the variant. It's Jan 6. It's a forefront attack on speech.
It's a bunch of corporate interests that want full control of the country. And they bought off politicians. They're just seeing what they'll do because the politicians are the ones that will get destroyed.
Right.
They don't feel like they're being held accountable, Apple and Google and Facebook. And
you know, I'm glad you brought that up. It's, you know, sometimes people, they ask me two things when I interview with Alex Jones. They said, you guys, when you guys get going, you guys marry the spiritual and the political, and people like really like seeing us together. And then they're like, why does Alex let you talk? He doesn't let his other guys talk. And I'm like, I have such great respect for this man. And what he just pointed out, I thought a lot of people missed. But Alex just said it, right? And that's, well, now I just forgot what you just said that I was about to compliment. But what people need to realize is, remind me what you just said.
I don't remember. It's okay. The point is that we're here, and they don't want people to know that this is the main takeover. This is the main assault. I mean, this is branding everyone that questions the power structure as terrorists. It's really simple.
Yeah, it is that simple. And you know, we're just called to a unique time. And that's really bugging me that I can't remember what you just
said. Guys, what was I saying before you? I love the crew. They have their own lively discussions in there. It's all over the world.
Yeah.
We ought to put cameras in there.
But we'll figure
That'd
it out.
That'd be a more highly rated show.
Oh, yeah.
With the cameras in the control room, all the talking going on in there.
Yeah, I think they'd be forced to work a little. No, this is a really great crew. But,
oh, they're awesome.
But we'll find an exclusive and we'll put it on Infowars.com. But it was something I actually pointed out to my lawyers, the point that you just made, and it was lost on everyone. And I was like, you know, this is the point that you really need to focus on. But here we are, folks, and everybody's involved in this. This is not about us. This is about whether we have a Bill of Rights or not.
Well, it's about
Here we go. There's a monopolistic control. And I told someone, I said, look, Joe Biden made a deal with the devil. He thinks he's going to get the better end of that deal, folks. The corporate interests, they're perfectly fine burning down Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. So that's what you just pointed out, and I was really grateful for that, because I've not heard anyone else point that out other than me. They were like, Ollie, how are they going to get away with this? I said, study the French Revolution. The guillotine was used against the aristocracy before it was used, before the people invented the guillotine.
Exactly. Klaus Schwab says we're creating a revolution. They're going to sit back while we burn.
It's a demonic sacrifice. So Joe Biden's in on it, and he thinks he's going to get the proper end on it. So when you see this violent revolution foment that they call right wing, it's not going to actually be right wing. It's going to be a fake right wing. And what they will say is, well, now you guys have your pound of flesh. Can we go back to normal? And what we will notice is that the corporate oligarchs have a monopoly on everything still. Notice that never changes. That never changes.
I'm worried about the right wing backlash to all this.
Oh, it's entirely fake. I mean, you know, just look at some of this. I don't even want to talk about it. But in D.C., a couple days before my hearing, they got people chanting a phrase that the committee is investigating me for. I'm like, okay, this is clearly a psyop. This is clearly a psyop. So it's all bullcrap.
Stop the steal?
No, I'm calling victory or death. You know, the Travis letter. You know.
Hold on. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Final comments with Ollie Alexander.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.